Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey Creepies, welcome to episode 165. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, Nate and Sean?
It's Wednesday night, baby.
Are we doing this?
We are.
We are.
Sweet.
I hope we are. You're the one that's recording. You're the one that's in charge of this tech.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, good. Yeah, we are doing it. It is Wednesday. And
you've been juiced up to do
warm
this.
Warm weather.
I'm jazzed to do this.
I've been juiced.
You've been juiced.
Why have I been juiced?
I don't know.
I want something different than work.
You said juiced one time. I don't know. In the recent past. Like, I'm juiced to do this. And I was like, juiced with that.
I don't think I've ever used juiced.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Oh, then I'm jazzed.
Yeah, jazz hands.
I don't know.
Yeah, today's my 10th day in a row at work, so.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah, this is a nice little break.
Nice. That's good.
You don't consider this work?
No.
No.
I hope not.
I mean, we put work into it, but it's not. Oh, yeah. It's fun work.
Mm-hmm. Fun work.
It's a, what do they call it? Enjoyable. Labor of love.
Yeah, just like playing in a band. It's work, but yeah. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
And you said you have eyes on me?
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, Mike. All right.
Talking about keeping it creepy. you guys having a good week, though?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Oh, you're not, yeah.
No.
No.
Work-wise?
Work, but on top of that, I think Thursday or Friday. Yeah, it was Thursday. I threw my back out.
Oh. Again?
Yeah.
We've been down today, this road, is that what you're saying?
The mornings are rough, but the past 2 or 3 days, by lunchtime, I'm pretty stretched out, and a lot of the pain has subsided. The first few days were rough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd like to say it was something manly, like picking up a beam or...
You fell on the attic ladder again, didn't you?
Yeah, falling out of the ceiling.
You tripped over a dog toy.
Yeah.
I know.
It was Winston.
I leaned over to look in the cabinet, see how many gloves were left at work. And as I was bent over,
that's
I was
what
like,
gets me.
Oh!
I know. I know.
We talked about that time for a physical challenge. I'm bending over.
Yeah. So, like, the last time I hurt my back, it was putting a glass up in the cabinet. Mm.
Oh,
it's never anything manly.
Oh, I know.
I never hurt myself doing that. It's
like a bar fight or something.
Pushing a truck out of a ditch or, you know.
Helping me fix a car.
Yeah.
It's because we're concentrating on something like that and we're being careful. Mm-hmm. Where we think just an everyday task like putting a glass in the closet.
Or tying
closet,
your shoes.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that. Sneezing. Getting in and out of the car.
Yeah.
I'll twerk. Oh, gosh, my back. And then I'll freeze up and I'm...
Uh-huh.
And I hit my head a lot on my.
Yeah.
When I'm getting out, I'll smack it. And I'm like,
yeah, I do that too.
There goes the birdies flying around. Yeah. So, hopefully it's.
Well, you know, on the mend, so.
Good.
It's all good.
My hips have been bad, man.
My hips have been hurting because I've been walking goofy.
We got the aches and pains, and we almost slipped in the weather. The weather is good,
right? Almost like we're middle aged.
Exactly. Back to our roots.
We are middle-aged, Nate. We are middle-aged, and we're also creeped out. But
that's right.
Mainly middle-aged.
Mostly middle-aged.
I shouldn't tell on myself today, but I was taking a patient outside. Long story short, she's a sweet lady. She's rehabbing from a knee replacement. She's been with us for a few weeks, and she's super excited to go home in a couple days. Yeah, she's been here for... Yeah, it was... Long story, like I said. But she is moving around the unit on her own now, so we're preparing her to go home. And so...
Sounds like a slacker.
I was taking her... Exactly, right? Yeah. No, don't tell her that. He doesn't mean that, Margaret.
He did.
That's not a real name. But we were going down to the outpatient gym, and she's like, oh, it's really nice outside. You know, do you think we could go outside? And I'm like, yeah, we can do that. So I'm sitting there talking, and we were talking about something silly, and she tripped on one of the rugs at the beginning. Yeah, and like she did great to like save herself. And I didn't have a belt on or anything, so I was like, that's probably not a bad... we had the belt off because she's, like I said, getting ready to go home. And so she and I said, "You okay? Did that scare you?" And she said, "Nah, don't scare easily." But she goes, "I'm really glad that happened." She's like, "It you know, it makes me think like I got to pay attention." Mm-hmm. And I said, "I know that we're both talkers, and we were in the middle of just telling stories back and forth." And I said, "But it's a good point that sometimes you have to pay attention, especially early on, you know, when you get back home and or when you're out in the community." But I said, "I wasn't gonna let you fall anyway." But so it was like, "Oh my gosh!" all my colleagues are like, "Did you almost let Mrs. Johnson bite it out there?" Like, she's like, "Oh my gosh!"
Sounds like you pushed her.
That
I wanted her to stay longer.
That prompts a story from Rachel last night.
Oh boy!
I was about to sit down on the bed, and she trips over the dog. He got behind her heels, and she took a step back and tripped over him.
Ooh, worse.
And she's like going down, like grabbing the fan, and she stayed up. Somehow she caught herself. But then she looked at me. She's like, "You didn't try to save me or anything." I was like, "You're too far away. What do you want me to do?" By the time I got to you, you'd be on the ground.
And your back was pulled up.
Was like, yeah.
I'm like, rehabbing.
Sorry. I mean, there's nothing I could do. So I didn't really react.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So yeah, she's a little upset with me.
I bet.
Get over it, Rachel.
Status quo, like, right?
No.
No, that's, yeah. You can't.
If I was right there where I could have grabbed you, but I was like 4 steps away from her.
Mm-hmm. Well, good job, Nate.
Would have been great if you could have grabbed her and like...
Husband of the year.
Swooped her up and did like a tango move or something, you know, but it would have been really suave.
A tango move? Tango and
dead. Oh. The salsa.
So, yeah, with a rose in your... instantly with a rose in your mouth.
Yeah, that does suck when you trip over your dog because, man, Amy almost did... this while back, but in the kitchen, she's backing up. Had no idea Fenway was behind her, and
that's what Rachel did.
She caught herself
backing up, and away she went.
Oh yeah, that can be dangerous.
But I told her I'm impressed. You didn't fall. You caught yourself on nothing. I don't know how you stopped yourself.
That is impressive. Yeah, sometimes it's
guardian angels working overtime.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, what is today? Wednesday. It's May 1st. May 1st. So I get to say. By April, as Curly Bill would say, bye.
Bye.
Hated that month. And it's starting out well. It's not rainy. It's not cold.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Not windy. Yeah, beautiful. It was we had our the unified track meet with special needs kids, middle school, and my son is volunteering, so he's paired up with a kid. And, man, it was really nice last night. You know what I mean? So, and then I think they do it. The last one's in Avon in May, like 16th. So anyway, that was fun last night. So first time to, like, at least the month ended well, weather-wise. You know? And then this month is starting out beautiful. So
it's a beautiful May Day.
May Day.
May Day.
I've needed to say that a lot.
One of my coworkers who used to live in Hawaii said that it was Lay Day. May 1st is always Lay Day.
Lay Day.
Yeah, so they celebrate the custom of lays, which I don't completely understand, but...
You lost.
There's a great joke there.
Well, all right.
I'm going to keep it.
Is it a potato chip joke? I don't think so.
That would be rough to be in Hawaii, wouldn't it? Oh, man. What did...
I don't care for it.
You lie.
Two things Nate does not care for is Greenwood Happy Haunts.
Oh, I despise that
Hawaii.
Place.
And Hawaii.
It might as well be in Hawaii, right?
Jeez. Remember when
I'd live there.
Seinfeld,
it was in Hawaii.
Newman, the postman, he was like, he wanted to get... The transfer to Hawaii, he said, because the air is so dewy sweet, you don't even have to lick the stamps. That would be rough. Anyway.
That's a picture.
Here we are, Wednesday, May 1st.
Uh-huh. Doing it.
Doing it in the Mako studio. Hope the creepies are doing well. Sean?
Yes?
Says here you have the first announcements.
I do, and they're right here. We come together every Wednesday to record, have fun, do the paranormal, get together with scary, creepy stuff, right? So, and we love doing that, but the most important thing we do and we will continue to do is build a mental health community. So we want you to call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. And if you or anyone you know is experiencing some sort of bullying, make sure to access stopbullying.gov or .com. No, it's .gov, right?
It's .gov.
I'm broke.
And the reason it prints out like that is because on my phone, it highlights it. And I've tried to get the highlight, and it will not accept it. So when it prints out, it's highlighted on the phone, mm-hmm. but then when it prints it out, it's
in black and white. It's faint.
Well, and I said it a bazillion times. I'm like, no, it's gov. But I wrote I wrote something over it. So I was like,
no problem.
Said, okay, for help and support. Go get you some, right? Some help.
Get you some help.
That's right. Yeah.
You guys want a story? I got a story.
Story time.
I just remembered.
Are there s'mores involved?
So after Rachel almost met her despise and fell.
Demise.
That's the word.
You know, whatever.
She despises you for not catching
it. English is my second language.
That's right.
anyhow.
Oh, gosh.
So she's sitting there. And she's like, you know, the other day when you weren't here, because the camper's open now, so I've been spending some nights out there. Because it's closer to work. She got up, had her light flashlight on her phone. And she is going towards the door in our bedroom, and she saw a black figure or something go by her.
You're kidding
so
me.
She says.
That's a grandma.
Where so at?
Up in our bedroom.
Hope that's not a black figure.
So she's like, what do you think that is? So I don't know.
Or did she? I mean, was she scared? Because she's scared.
Figure. She wasn't like
a creeper.
I mean, she laid down and went to sleep last night. So I mean, she's
I'm
not
surprised
like,
that because she doesn't like the stuff.
Yeah.
And if that, I mean, it's not like it's.
Well, I told her. I mean, it could have been her light.
I'd be fascinated.
Catching something and doing a goofy shimmer. It might have been a car going down the street that you weren't aware of and creating a movement of something or
shadow figure.
It might be a shadow figure.
Yeah.
So I was like,
what'd she think it was? Or she didn't, I mean, she honestly just didn't even know.
She just knows it was a dark mass that went by her towards the door. So
what you do is tell her that we've ran this by like all of our paranormal friends and investigators and experts and say
creeper.
it's a evil
succubus.
some just got off an evil entity that's there to
you ever seen
her.
The Terrifier?
That would be
it was the Terrifier.
Just other than that, good night, honey.
That's a good story though.
It's a shadow figure. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I will not accept anything else
or convince.
Huh?
We're convinced.
Or it's Shaquille O'Neal.
If it is, I don't know why it's here. Because, I mean, the house was built in 93.
That doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Oh, 93? Oh, that was the year of the shadow figure.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, that's true. That's got to be it then. Isn't there an Indian burial ground that we're
probably,
over?
Probably,
right,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
you built it or you didn't? You?
No, we didn't build
it.
Oh,
see, then, yeah, that's definitely, that's the person behind, died building that.
Now, to be fair, Nate could build this by himself.
I'm enjoying making up a story. So our house was built in 88, and it was, and then we've had several people live there before us, but the last people the year before we moved in, I think I told the story, the guy got killed in a motorcycle accident, so his girlfriend couldn't
but
keep
not at
out.
That house, right?
No, but still, you know, and like I told you, our dog Maggie is constantly looking up the stairs at the same spot, and she looks at, there's two different areas, and it's like our rear window and the upstairs, and she just stares there, and I'm like, what is going on? I mean, so... Yeah, but that's why I'm so that's not that old. I mean, it's 88, but so some, you never know what could have happened.
Yeah, you don't know what
I'm
going to
keep my eyes open. Mine's 20,
could have been a
2016.
Well, the previous owner
devil
was
worship
a witch.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Which was maybe likely.
When Rachel gets home, I'll tell her what it is. Hey, Rachel, you got a demon that wants to eat your soul. Have a good night.
No, I think it just takes turns at each one of our houses. I need to keep
enjoying making this.
My eyes peeled. I got to keep my eyes peeled because maybe it just like takes turns.
But
like,
see,
that is weird.
She's
though.
The one
that
seeing
is
stuff. The fan was moving backwards on its
own.
Yeah,
she has. Yeah, the reports you've given.
I'll definitely tell her she's got an attachment. I'm really liking this.
It's her grandma.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Oh, boy.
Let's hope she's not like dark, though. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's a good story. That was a good story. I'm glad you told that, Nate. Mm-hmm. Where in the heck were we, though? Oh, in the
getting help.
Yeah, getting help. Have you had anybody lately?
We get Rachel help.
Like, bounce stuff off of you or anything? Like going through problems, struggles or anything?
Nah, I mean,
I know every once in a while we do, and I know Nate sometimes.
Not too much. I don't. I haven't really had any. I've had some people in my like personal life that have reached out for some prayers and, you know.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, stuff, just anything type.
Yeah, so I've had some people reach out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's tough.
Just myself. I just tell myself, suck it up.
So. Oh, I know. I'm the one that would be going to, yeah. Poor Jim Coverdale tomorrow night. We're going to Nye Brewery tomorrow.
Ooh, oh, nice.
Fun.
Yeah.
I'll try not to.
Huh?
For work?
No, or just Jim Coverdale and I.
Oh, you
Jim.
Guys? Yeah.
Yeah. Hanging out. So I'll try to be easy on him instead of telling him my life's in shambles. Anyway, guess what time it is?
About that time?
It is the dad joke of the show.
I'm ready for a doozy.
I'm tired of saying this every week. Settle down, Nate.
I was expecting something else.
it's time to hand out money.
It's kind of a PSA, a little public service announcement, too, mm-hmm. / joke.
I got a few of those.
Do you?
Yeah, I won't say them, though.
Did you know that once you shenan, you're probably prone to shenan again?
Mm-hmm. That stands to reason. That's actually really good.
I'm really, really proud of that joke.
Ace Crosby? Cosby? I don't know why it's Crosby.
I'm not telling you my sources.
Oh, right.
No, yeah. It was not Ace Cosby. No. Once you shenan, you're probably going to shenan again. So that's the.
It's actually pretty good.
It's good.
I have to.
Pretty proud. Nate's holding in. He wants to laugh. He wants to chuckle. He wants to hee hee and ha ha, but.
Not so much.
I'm letting it sink in.
See, once you shenan, Nate, you're probably going to shenan again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So there you go.
He's going to keep saying it until you like it.
I'm just going to guess next week when the creepies listen to this, they're going to, wherever they're listening in the office, people are going, what are you laughing at?
They're going to fall
Todd's
out of
dad
the chair.
Joke of the show. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it's going to cause shenanigans.
Click, click.
Because they already shenaned, and then they're shenanigans.
So now they got a shenanigan.
That's the dad joke of the show.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, right,
and
Clark?
You two and the creepies are welcome. So, shout-outs. Nate, any shout-outs this week?
Nobody that's worthy of it.
All righty.
How dare you.
Sean, any?
I've got three. I'm going to do three. Yeah, I know. I've been saying, lately, yeah,
so
I have been.
Like I said, I've been working, so. I have no interaction with nobody.
I get it.
A girl that Jenna used to work with, Allie, and her husband Dave, Allie and Dave Duncan, we went out to dinner with them, and we were talking about, actually, it was that night that you were saying, hey, you know, need some episode ideas. And I just asked him at the table, I'm like, hey, you guys got any good ideas? They have just been to a Viking, it's not a Comic-Con, but some kind of a conference, you know, where people dress up like Vikings and they do games and whatever, I don't know. And
LARPing.
It looked, is that what it's called?
LARPing?
LARPing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, so I didn't know that. But they dressed up.
I'm trying to
remember
what it remembers. Something about...
it's a Viking... They have like...
Oh, man.
This is not like the only... It's like leagues. Like there's leagues, like a bowling league, you know, because like, that's what I said. I'm like, do they get together and compete? And they go, yeah, I think they do. So they're not normally into it, but they just did this and they said it was a lot of fun. So they said... Jenna was mentioning too, she's like, you know, they were all saying like, what about Haunted Vikings? I'm like... That's a good suggestion.
Haunted
so
Vikings?
Yes. And so that was one of my suggestions through them.
Live action role-playing game.
There you go.
LARPing.
But it doesn't have to be like Viking. It's just, yeah.
I don't know. We can go whatever way we
live action role-playing.
But right.
And I think I've heard that. That's funny.
There's a great movie about that.
They look like they had fun, though.
And I mean, Kiss really is involved like in that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them. Role Models.
Role Models, yeah.
Maybe I've seen it 3 or 4 times. Great movie.
So my
never mind. I was.
Oh, you're you're like
hold your tongue.
Hey, never mind. I've shouted out to Augie before, but I'm gonna shout out to Augie again.
Well, we didn't gain 2 listeners. Oh, that's for sure.
Augie,
I don't get it, but that's all right. Everybody, each their own. That's fine.
Augie and I try to get together every Tuesday, and we walk in the mornings. And we have
I don't like
just
him
a
either.
Good talk. Oh, you lie. And I just want to shout out to him for being a good inspiration.
How many shout-outs are you going to give Augie? You know, he's
as
had like a shout-out about
every week.
About every 3
don't
weeks
listen to
he
him,
gets
Augie.
A shout-out.
Right.
What the heck? What gives? Mm-hmm. What gives?
That's right. He's my
You give him like 3 shout-outs.
Have I?
Yes. I'm anti-Augie shout-out.
Don't say that, Augie. No, he doesn't mean an Augie.
Hey, you're bullying.
Bullying a little bit.
Let's see, what's that stuff? Oh,
bullying.gov.
You mean you're supposed to? Okay. I want to go there because I'm bullying. Oh, typically it's for people that have been bullied. Oh.
I'm going to say.
Augie's a great guy. I'm just teasing you.
Just for that, I'm going to save my last shout out because I feel like you're going to be
just
like,
kidding. Augie. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Let her out.
But you, okay, well, this one you're Anupama because I've already given her a shout out too, but she was saying she has been interacting a lot.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And then she was saying how she liked the way we interact with our fans.
And you were like, fans. No, that is so sweet and nice. And I love the interaction, but I'm like, when I hear other podcasters say that, oh, yeah, our fans, I'm like, get over yourself. Yeah. You don't have fans.
Our creepies.
Yeah. But I wasn't trying to be nasty. I was just like, that's funny. It didn't make me mad. I was just like, fans, we don't have fans.
Yeah.
We're just three idiots.
She goes, you can't fool me.
We have fans.
Well, I mean, we have social media followers, but we have friends. No, I completely, and I told her, I said, I know what you mean.
We have people that look forward to hearing us, which is
still
amazing to me after all these years.
And we love them.
We do.
But I feel like, okay, what? Who am I kidding? We have fans. We're big.
What kind of shenanigans lots of zeros are we pulling here?
Oh, did you know? Once you shenan, you're going to shenan again. No, those are good shout outs. Yeah.
There you go, book. Two fans that we had, they're gone.
Yeah.
There they go.
You remember when I posted my OnlyFans on the Facebook group about a year ago? It was just a box fan and a couple. big money I'll be making.
I do have a shout out.
Oh, okay.
Things keep getting jogged in my mind.
I was going to say, we're like reversing back to...
And he's been shouted out to again.
All before.
Is this all gigging?
Jeez.
Shout out to Harrison Lehman.
Harrison. Heard of him.
He stopped by and returned my...
Oh, did he really?
...reader, and I saw him on the camera on the front door. He's like, I'm here to return your reader thingy. He was talking to the boys through the camera. So.
When they always add thingy, then... Yeah.
Thingy, yeah. He had the diagnostic tool, and because I didn't notice it. We were driving to Kokomo. I was going to Williams Tournament. And Harrison goes, hey, isn't that Nate's thing in my car? And I was like, oh, yeah. I go, it's still there. I go, he just probably forgot. So I texted you, and you were like, oh, yeah, I'll just get it from you later. So, but right. I was like, I probably wouldn't have noticed it, and you probably wouldn't have realized it until
so
you
that all
it
got fixed and everything.
Yeah, so that was nice of it. I didn't know he had dropped it off. So that's
nice.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Good. Shout out to Harrison. Yeah, I've heard of him.
There's a reason to see his girlfriend.
Oh.
You're probably right about that.
Okay, she's with him.
There's always, yeah. Are you two knuckleheads down with your shout outs?
I think so. That's 52 maybe. Later, right?
No, just kidding. I'm a little saucy tonight. I'm a little sassy. I have two. The first one is Mr. Chick McGee of the Bob and Tom Show. And the reason I'm giving Chick McGee a shout out is because on Monday, no idea how this led into it, but I think they were talking about TV shows that they like to watch, and they're kind of, it's got what do they call it, a guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, my show that I like to watch, and I know a lot of people get weirded out by it, is Dr. Pimple Popper. I go, yes. They're like, oh, you love that? Or you watch that? He's like, oh, yeah. He goes, they're like, oh, that's gross. And Christy Lee's like, I can't watch that. It grosses me out. I'm watching all that. And Tom's like, what is this?
he had no clue.
They're like, well, it's a doctor in Beverly Hills, and she pops pimple. But he was like, Josh Arnold's like, but it's more than pimples. It's cysts and all that stuff. And he's like, oh, gosh, no, I'm not watching that. But, yeah, so shout out to Chick McGee, a fellow pimple popper.
There you go.
Yeah.
There are not many of them out there, actually. No. There's a lot of them out there.
Oh, yeah. And then I thought that was funny. And then my next one is just I don't know, half hour ago. I'm going to shout out Nate's Neighborhood because.
New roads.
That's one I never thought about. Yeah. The roads are excellent.
They are.
My tires thank them. No, because he has a very friendly neighborhood. I don't know these people.
They wave to
all
you
the time.
You
whether they're walking, somebody's out in the yard, or they drive by, it's like literally a genuine wave. And I'm like, hi. My own neighborhood doesn't. They know me. Wait a minute. That's why they don't.
It's that Todd guy.
Wait a minute.
Don't act like we don't see him.
Anti shout out. To
he thinks we. Think
your neighborhood.
They think they got fans.
Oh, I made eye contact. They've seen your license plate. That's what it is.
No, they think I'm stuck up and arrogant. You know, they just no. I love your neighborhood and my mother-in-law's neighborhood. Same thing. My gosh, mm-hmm. I'll drive whatever road and everybody's waving. It's I go to our neighborhood. So
now I've driven behind you coming in here, and then after they wave to you, they give you lewd gestures. I didn't know you knew that. And they fine. Probably do to me too, but
I'm telling you, you're number one.
No, because if you're following me, they're waving to me, and they're giving him.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
See how that is?
Son of a buck. Yeah, that's funny.
So shout out to your neighborhood, Nate. I love your neighborhood.
Cool. Speaking of your mom's neighborhood, my mom likes your mom's house, and your mom likes my mom's house. So I think they're going to be swapping houses.
Wasn't that a show? That's
Wife Swap.
Well, I knew that. Wasn't there a house swap?
Yeah. Mom swap?
Yeah.
Oh, my mom. I told her that you were kind of giving her and Carol a hard time. And I said, I forget what episode it was.
When was I bullying them?
We were teasing them about something. About that they get together. And she was like, did Todd tell you? And you're like, Jackie, I can't keep track of all that.
That's right.
And so
I stand by that.
You said something. She told me, she laughed and she goes, I still think that we could have the moms of Mako and we could outdo you guys. I was like, bring it. It's been brought.
They would have fans.
That's right.
They would have fans. Yes. I talked to my mom and she's like, oh yeah.
But she does love us, by the way. All three of us.
Who does?
Jackie.
Mm-hmm. If that's her real name.
Nate's her favorite, though. I'm just saying.
My mom only loves me, actually. She's
like, I just love that Nate.
She's like, I like that Nate guy. That Sean.
Yeah, it's not so much.
No. Is that it? Shout outs, I guess.
It wears on you.
He's a bit much.
I guess that's the end of the shout outs. Special announcements. So I'm waiting to talk to Jackie from the Boone County Jail Distillery. I was supposed to call her Monday. And I put it in my phone for Tuesday. And then I remembered, and I texted her, and I said, Jackie, were we supposed to talk today or tomorrow? And she said, actually today. I was like, oh, shoot, I'm sorry. I said, well, she's like, I'll be available after 2 o'clock tomorrow as well, which was yesterday. I'm like, okay, I'll call you tomorrow. Well, I had some personal stuff come up, and I got distracted and couldn't call her. So I let her know today. So 0-2, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to message you on Messenger. But what we're trying to do is tentatively July 20th at the Boone County Jail Distiller, we're trying to get something set up, some type of event, whether it's something they've got set up and we can kind of crash it, or the three of us will come up with something. So to be determined at the Boone County. And then, of course, we have our Creeped Out and Haunted Live Show 2024. It's going to be at the Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. The show is Saturday, September 21st. Starts at 6 o'clock. Arrival time is 5:15. We're going to have our good friend, special guest speaker. He is a paranormal investigator and author, Mr. Austin Lawrence. He's bringing some of his creepy haunts. Tickets are only $10. I mean, you can't beat that, right? They can be pre-purchased using my PayPal account, which is at TWHedges312. Venmo is at Todd-Hedges-3, the number 3. And then Cash App is the $ Todd William 312, or you can pay with cash as well. We accept that. Tickets can be purchased the day of the show. So we hope to see you there for a night of creeped out fun. So it's getting closer. Now we're, a little over 4 months away. So mm-hmm. Got to start selling these tickets. But I have faith in that.
Oh, absolutely.
In our fans. Mm-hmm. Now it's just funny to say. Yeah, so come out. We're going to have a good time. I know Austin's going to have some video footage mm-hmm. of his investigation. So I know he's going to put a lot of work into it. Right now, you know what? This because by the time this airs next week, we've already done it. But I was excited today because I'm like, we are just 3 days away from finally going to the Randolph County Asylum. Now, I know we've promoted it on the podcast and talked about it on Facebook and all that, but we were just talking about that before we, mm-hmm. you know, like, hey, when we're going to leave and all that, so I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. And I was telling a friend of mine at the track meet last night about it, and he grew up in that area, so mm-hmm. he's from, like, the...
Winchester.
Yeah, well, yeah, but, like, actually a little bit south of that, mm-hmm. but anyway, well, yeah, he was actually southeast, but he had heard about it, and he used to work for the Crown Lifts or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. You see it off the internet. But he said he kind of drove in that area and he knew of it. Yeah. So, but he was dreading the upcoming weekend with, you know, they've got kids, they're all in sports and mm-hmm. Show choir and all that. I said, hey, if you want to take a break, come to the Randolph County Asylum, baby. We're going to do an investigation. So, or a tour.
Wonder how the Stone Mansion is looking. I mean, I guess
you know,
find
I
out.
Haven't, I know. And thank you for, cause I couldn't I cannot remember the name of it. I was telling him, I'm like, they got hit by the tornadoes, whatever, month and a half ago. And I said, we've been trying to do this for 3 years. And he goes, how come you haven't been able to do it for 3 years? I said, because something always happened, right? And I said, we couldn't, you know, I said, finally, we got it scheduled. I said, then when they get hit by a tornado, I thought, oh, no.
Right,
is this place leveled by a tornado? We'll never get there. But luckily it wasn't. And the Stone Mansion had, oh, a tree or so laying on the roof and the porch. Right, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know, because that's, they had a lot of volunteers helping clean it up. And I don't know. I guess they re-roofed it. It's hard to say. Mm-hmm. So, but I couldn't remember the name of it. Stone Mansion. That's right.
That's it.
But I'm so excited about
it. It's a place that rocks, right?
Yeah. So anyway, we've got two or three other things over the weekend. I got two contacts that I reached out to about maybe doing something down the road too this year. So look for that. A couple more Mako events. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
a couple things cooking as everything.
Oh yeah, they're going to be fun. Hopefully we can get those done. That's it. Special announcements. Sean.
Yes.
Says here, topic introduction. What are we going to talk about?
This is Nate's topic, and it's the La Laurie Mansion.
Ooh.
And if interested, you can go to the bottom of our show notes to see the source links on this episode topic.
This is a good choice.
Yeah.
Because not only is it a popular, in Nolans, isn't that how they say it?
Nolans. The less you say, the more you're saying
very,
accurately.
Yeah, yes. Very, very creepy, but very historical too. Mm-hmm. So it's got a lot. So foundation, Mr. Sean.
Yeah, and I always want to say La LaRue, and I know that's because of Madame. It's not. It's Madame LaRue is what I think about that every time, and so
I kind of do too.
I try to stop myself. The La LaRue, La Laurie Mansion is a notorious building located at 1140 Royal Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. The mansion has a dark history with reports of brutal treatment of slaves by its former owner, Madame Delphine, La Laurie.
Yes. Good job.
I'm going to stop there because the rest of it
is
where the fun begins.
Yeah. So
fun, not fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, good pick, Nate, on this.
You're welcome.
Let's wait till we're all done with the discussion before we start.
So before we get into the topic, isn't that you guys went to half a day or a day?
Yeah,
day.
We were there for a minute, yeah.
Did you guys see it at all? Did you see?
No.
We were in the French Quarter. We were in the French Quarter. French Quarter is big, though.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Huge. Oh, yeah.
We actually found it where we were at, close to it, but we weren't that close to it.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It would have been a decent
jaunt, yeah. So we didn't actually go to it, but we said next time we go. But we were.
If it's just me and Sean, we probably would have gone. But we had the kids and wives, and
What's interesting? Before we get into the history and the creepy stuff, Nicolas Cage owned it at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Like, what a place to own! That'd be great, to have money to be able to just, hey, I want to own that La Laurie mansion, but. And he is no longer the owner, by the way.
Funny thing with that, I have a little snippet about that on this page here. It is also true that he managed his money as he acts. no longer owns the house.
Yeah,
I am a Nick Cage fan.
I am too.
I love Nicolas Cage, but so does Amy. I'm offended. That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Yeah.
He's been very not good with his money. Yeah, and that's but he loves New Orleans. Like, that is his city. He feels like they say that he's done like a ton of movies there. He's based out of New Orleans, and it is because he has this like kindred spirit with the place, and he even has a pyramid grave marker that he will be. That's where he'll be buried, and it's right there by Madame LaRue. So, but it's all walled off, and you can't get in there unless you pay $35 a person to get a ghost tour. But yeah, we went over. We did go by there, and then we went to. That's when we drove the cars into the cemetery, which I don't think we were supposed to do. But we were like, well, you can do it in Indiana, so why can't you do it here? But
hey, the gate was open.
Gate was open, and we did it. Nobody stopped us. So
that's basically saying, "Come on in."
Pretty funny.
That's my.
Nobody else did it, and we were like,
"That was funny." That was funny. Madame Delphine McCarthy LaLaurie, or LaLaurie, was a wealthy New Orleans socialite and notorious enslaver in 1832. Madame LaLaurie, I don't know how to say it, moved into a neoclassical mansion at the intersection of today's Royal and Governor Nichols Street with her third husband, Dr. Leonard Louis Nicholas LaLaurie. Madame LaLaurie hosted many lavish parties there. However, through the years, information surfaced about her gross mistreatment of enslaved people. According to historian Carolyn Morrow Long, Madame LaLaurie was first investigated in 1828 for cruelty towards the enslaved people. Through court records related to this investigation have not been found. There is documentation, though, that Madame LaLaurie paid for legal services and sold a number of enslaved people following the investigation. On April 10th of 1834, a fire broke out in the mansion. A group of onlookers gathered outside of the home as it burned. And according to the New Orleans Bee, the city's French-language newspaper, firefighters discovered seven slaves, more or less horribly mutilated, locked inside the building as they attempted to control the flames. The Bee went on to condemn the barbarous and fiendish, I like that word, fiendish, atrocities committed by the woman, LaLaurie, upon the persons of her slaves. The firefighters brought these enslaved people to the Cabildo. Capital? I don't know. C-A-B-L or Cabildo. I wonder what I don't know what that means. But anyway, yeah, so said around 4,000 people gathered around the mansion. And yeah, they found like she would do like a mad scientist, you know, she would like remove their body parts but then put them back on backwards and like arms and
did the human centipede kind of thing.
Oh gosh,
is disgusting.
Yeah, just whatever.
I know there were so many different
even if
stories.
Half of this was true, right? And then I guess they both escaped.
Yeah, and the kids, like they took.
Yeah, and they went to good grief. They got out of the country, I thought.
Supposedly, they went to France.
France. Good grief. I was like, Italy? No.
Thank you. I mean, it even says where she died. It says that she died in Paris, but that's still disputed whether she, you know. I assume I would have gotten the heck out of this country, you know what I mean? Like, and gone back to, I'm sure that was where her homeland was. I think it's funny that her occupation is labeled as socialite. She's a socialite or whatever. You know,
socialite.
What yeah.
Yeah, well, they said that the 4,000 people ransacked the mansion and destroyed what was left of the burned mansion. Then, yeah, they fled to Lake Pontchartrain and ultimately relocated to Paris. And then Madame LaLaurie died in Paris, but it's believed her body was brought back to New Orleans for burial at St. Louis Cemetery. So, anyway.
It's shrouded in mystery, too, because... And she was never tried. And they, you know, they...
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap.
She is... She's a serial killer. I mean, you know, that's there's nothing else to say but that. And that's, I mean, especially back then, you know, we talk about how, you know, some of these people are like, oh gosh, you know, that kind of thing didn't happen when Jack the Ripper happened.
Nate, do you have anything on, go ahead. I was one of you talked, there's a girl, a certain story about like a schoolgirl. You guys see that one?
I haven't come across that yet.
Okay.
Through my scrolling here. There is a room, though, in the LaLaurie Mansion where slaves were often kept, and reports of moaning coming from the rooms are common. Phantom footsteps echo through the house with regularity, and many people who have stood near the house have reported feeling as if they were taken over by negative energy.
Yeah, they said that a lot of tourists will... not even be on the same side of the road. Like they're just across the street.
Yeah, it creeps them out to get any closer.
There's something, yeah, some type of feeling that kind of overcomes them, and it's not positive. That's very interesting. Yeah. It's a really pretty place. I love that design. You know, a lot of those have those balconies and the rails, yeah, you know, the railings. Really pretty place. Yeah. Do one of you, or Sean, do you have the schoolgirl? I've got the story right here.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, said the schoolgirl years. It says the LaLaurie Mansion was for a very brief time a school for all girls, which I didn't know until I saw the story. During the mid to late 19th century, at first it had been one of the few mixed schools in the city of New Orleans. But politics during the Reconstruction era was convoluted, and surely enough, soon after the school... at the 1140 Royal Street, was converted into strictly an all-girls African-American primary school. And within a short amount of time, reports of physical assaults came to light. We know that these young girls would approach their teachers, tears streaking down their faces, with their sleeves rolled up. The exposed flesh of their forearms were scratched and bruised. The teachers would say, "Who did this to you?" The answer was always one and the same: "That woman." Says, but these girls were young enough to be. I'm sorry. Yeah, but these girls were young enough to be probably not aware of Madame Delphine and the devastating tragedy some decades earlier. Moreover, it was unlikely that the teachers themselves would tell 6, 7, or 8-year-olds about the starvation and immoral torture of the slaves some decades before. One must wonder if the young girls were playing pranks on each other or if their claims that some phantom woman had scarred them was true. No memoirs exist from this period, just a scattering of accounts here. Was the spirit of Madame Delphine responsible for the scratches, or was it something else entirely instead? So that's pretty scary if it was something supernatural attacking those little girls, you know?
I think it's so, one of the worst stories I heard, and I'll tell it, is because, I mean, they did atrocities to these people. One of them was where they like busted open a skull and like stirred the person's brains while the person was still alive, like just to see what would happen.
I heard that.
And again, I don't know how true some of these stories are. It's like,
if they just kind of ran with it.
I mean, obviously she did, it was plain that she did, you know, she broke a lot of bones, she burned them and all these kind of things and did terrible things to them. But, you know, who knows how fabricated the stories were. You know, she was obviously demonized, you know, for good reason. But I don't understand, like, there were so many pictures of it. It's a beautiful place, and they were having this party. And so how would you not know if you're at this party or you're a guest or you frequent this house regularly? How would you not know these things are happening? I mean, they obviously kept it in secret locations there, but... And it was, what, 4 stories at the time, and that 4-story, I think.
Something like that.
But it was just, so this is interesting, though. There was a medium that was in the home, and it was a ghost city tours team. There was one of the ghosts happened to be a medium, or ghost tours. There was somebody that happened to be a medium throughout the entire night. During the tour, she'd sense things about various locations before the guide even told the story. But within the first sight of the La Lori mansion, the medium sucked in a deep breath. "Such sadness," she whispered as she rocked back on her heels. Pulling out her phone, she proceeded to snap a picture of the mansion. "The bricked up window," she went on, that's not where the little girl fell out of." The tour guide paused, simply because she hadn't gotten to the part of the story about the little girl at all. Nevertheless, she recovered quickly and said, "No, you're right. The story goes that Leia fell into the courtyard. As for the bricked up window, I suspect that someone did some interior decorating but wanted to maintain the symmetry on the outside of the home." In the next few minutes, the medium experienced such a heavy emotion, like the weight had settled down upon her shoulders. She sensed the spirit of a young boy who liked to play pranks on the living, and the spirit of the little girl who was often nervous. Did she feel any of the helplessness or anger? The tour guide asked. "No," was the response. "Whatever happened then with La Lori does not visit the house any longer." This says, "Is this true? Have the spirits of the slaves who were once nearly starved to death in the house moved on? And if it is the case, who is responsible for all the reported hauntings at 1140 Royal Street?" Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Yeah, they even said that... watched a video. This is a while back, so I just remember it. They said that some of the reports, because they're like, you know what, maybe she, or, you know, doesn't mean she, these, some of these stories are some of these stories are true, but it doesn't mean all of them are. And then one said that they dispute even the torturing and all that, you know, as far as like her doing it. They said it could be, it was actually him, her husband, that was doing the torturing and raping the girl, you know, the women. So you don't know exactly, because they don't even know if it's any of this is true. It's all true. Who did it, or if she was in on it, or he was, you know, in on it. Something's got to be there, though. That's too much information.
Yeah. They ended up converting the building into apartments in 1894.
Oh, wow.
There was a brutal murder of one of the tenants in his room. Oh. His belongings were ransacked and gone through, even though nothing of importance was really taken. And the police assumed that it was a robbery, even though nothing important was gone. But the guy that got murdered, his friends claimed that he was having problems with sprites in the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard so that word a while.
His friend told him that something he claimed that he told him that there is a demon in the house and wasn't going to rest until he had met his end.
Really?
Which he eventually did. He was murdered in his room.
Hmm. Who'd he tell that? Just to a friend?
To his buddy, yeah.
To his buddy?
And then his friend was conveying that to the police that he might be dead because he told him that there is a demon.
Some supernatural
mm-hmm.
Reason that he's dead. Not. That's an interesting story. And creepy.
Mm-hmm. So they say that could be some of the cause of the hauntings, too.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. Not just her.
Yeah. Everything slave adds story. Up.
Yeah. Might be one of those places that just kind of attracts evil.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those cities, for sure.
Well, yeah, the whole city's kind of crazy. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying, like, it's got a lot of history and a lot of mm-hmm. places that has a lot of craziness. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you can't tour there yet. Or you're there, they kind of put a stop. Whoever owns it, I don't think you're able to get in there.
Well, and that was what I
the
understood
last I heard. Now,
too.
Did you guys see something different?
Well, and I don't know.
I saw something sort of vague, like nobody will know, and it's about the guy that got murdered in his room. Nobody will know for sure until a real paranormal investigation team can investigate the location. So it seems like they don't let anybody in.
Well, I think they did a while back, but then they don't want anybody in. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
This says,
I wonder when that story was discovered.
I think they just give the tour across the street.
1894 is when it happened.
Right, but I wonder. But I'm saying,
this says here at Ghost City Tours, we have a few tours which visit the Laurie Mansion. While there are no tours in the city which go into this haunted home, it is private. We do visit it, so you'll hear the story and blah blah blah. So they tell it like from across the street. I think is what.
Yeah,
they do.
That's.
Mm-hmm.
This tells, there was a ghostly happening to one of the guides. It says, on one occurrence, our guide was giving a ghost tour. They were at the LaLaurie Mansion, standing just directly across from the front door. To the right, another group was discussing tragedies of the LaLauries, some 50 feet away. But there, under the quiet moonlight, the story of 1834 was slowly unveiled. All of a sudden, our guide felt a tug on her messenger bag draped over her shoulder. She stopped amid her story and twisted to look over her shoulder, convinced that she might find a pickpocket or someone intending to steal her things. Right in the middle of a tour, she exclaimed as she regaled us with the story. No one was there, however, so she turned back around and got into character. No less than 10 seconds later, she felt the tug again, harder this time, a sharp yank. Once again, she whipped around, but no one was there. This time, she told her tour what had happened, and on their faces, she said, was priceless. No doubts, hers was, too. This says, 2 weeks later, at the corner of Governor Nichols and Royal Street, our guide was out on the streets again, bringing another tour around. The LaLaurie Mansion, of course, was the main hit. She had positioned her group under a set of street lamps, burnt out for weeks. She launched into her story, but the minute she said the name Leia, that girl, the lamps flickered on. Everyone in the group paused, a few yelping in delight. The guide went on with the show. When she said the name Leia again, the street lamps blew out. The light was gone. Was the ghost of Leia still there, still waiting to be spoken or be spoken mentioned? Was the playing with the lights just a method of exposing her presence to the living? So this is kind of cool.
But yeah, that's interesting.
Part of the light show, right?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now that's a good tour.
Yeah, it would be neat. Yeah, I don't. They need to let people get in there.
Oh, I agree. Yeah,
I'm not talking about just investigation.
Nicolas Cage would totally let people in.
Oh, yeah, he'd let them in. I if I own this place, oh my gosh, it'd be open all the time. You know, I do, you know, charge for investigations, and then I charge for tours. I mean, do both, right? Most places do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Or and then do you can eat daylight tours and night tours, and then different investigation times. This lead tour group said around the mansion's imposing exterior says, I can't help but shudder at the atrocities that occurred within those walls that we've talked about. Says, the mansion stands as a grim reminder of a past we dare not forget and a testament to the resilience of the spirits that linger there. Says that, excuse me, it says many, you know, like kind of, we already kind of touched on this, but it said that, you know, if you It says many who passed just by the mansion claim to see apparitions in the upper windows, their silhouettes flickering in the moonlight. Others have reported hearing chains rattle. That would be really creepy. And feeling unseen hands brush against their skin. So says these chilling encounters give credence to the belief that the spirits of those tortured at the hands of Madame Lalaurie are yet to find peace. And that's sad. That's, you know, I know. If it is, in fact, going on.
I hope that one medium's correct, that they've all moved on. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Well,
I find that hard to believe.
I mean, we have all these different sites and story. It's like one says, oh, yeah, they moved on. And, oh, yeah, Smashing Pumpkins. What?
Smashing Pumpkins, but it's a Nicolas Cage joke. It says,
I can't read it.
Despite all my rage, I am still just Nicolas Cage.
Oh, gosh. I saw the, and I was like, what? I get.
Despite all
that's
my
funny.
Rage, I am still just Nicolas Cage. I'll have to post that.
I do. I love Nick Cage. There's a picture here with, did you guys see this one? It's from the site New Orleans Ghost. That's really pretty. It's got the like purple lights.
Yes, mm-hmm. I did see that.
That's really
isn't that cool?
Neat. That is really a neat picture.
She was married 3 times. Did you know that?
Madam?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
They said that doctor was what her last husband, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was.
Yep, yep. He is more of a chiropractor.
Than a doctor.
He was a physician. Physician.
That's
though today he might have been considered more of a chiropractor.
Oh. Maybe that's why.
Shout out to Dr. Jackson.
That's right.
Because
he
would stop us right there and be like, now, wait a minute.
No, I know the doctor. See, that's why they said that maybe he knew how to break those bones and stuff. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
She's taking all the blame. Who knows what these two?
We opened a big can of worms.
Who knows
there?
What these two? They're both guilty in my mind. I don't.
Dr. Yeah. Jackson, we're moving very cautiously on.
I guess her first husband, Don Ramon.
That is your real name.
Don Juan.
He died in Havana en route to Madrid. She was not with him when he passed. And then her second marriage was with Jean Bloch. He carried many titles, including a banker, merchant, lawyer, and legislator. After the reunion, he bought property on Royal Street, but not the mansion. This house was in a different location on Royal Street. During her marriage to Blanc, she gave birth to 4 more children. She had 2, I believe, with Don, her first marriage.
That's great.
And then, unfortunately, tragedy struck again, and he was dead in 1816.
Hmm.
In 1825 was her final marriage.
Oh, okay.
To Nicholas Lalaurie.
I say Nicholas Cage. No.
The chiropractor.
The chiropractor. Doctor.
Dr. Chiropractor.
Dr. Chiropractor.
Whatever his name is.
Dr. Practor.
Here's that. You were talking about that guy's head. That said, one man even had, they were talking about the different torturing
methods.
Yeah. And using different devices to, torture these people. It said, one man even had a hole in his head. Maggots crawled in and out of his brain through it while their guests were distracted by the hellish scene unfolding on the street. And then that's when they slipped into the home and locked themselves inside. Maggots crawling in and out. That's beautiful.
That's really nasty. Disgusting. It really
is. I know. I hope it wasn't true. I hope it is, but ugh.
All the reviews, like there's a lot of good reviews about it, but they all say the same thing we're saying is like, you get a lot of good history, but you can't go in it. And so people would love for it to be open. But yeah, it says a historic house that's been rebuilt and then modified since the original structure that Delphine Lalaurie lived in burned down. You can't go inside, but it's a pretty house to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Not something you can see inside, but definitely worth the stop giving the history. Some tourists told parts of the history. Really interesting to see how the story has evolved over time, especially after it says AHS. I don't know what that means. But yeah, it just goes on and on. A lot of people loved it, like I said, just to see it, but they would like to see more. Oh, the one thing I kept seeing I wanted to mention was that they do dress it up for Halloween and the spooky season.
Mm.
And there were some cool pictures about that too.
This is what I was trying to remember, because I remember this here when I heard about this a few years ago and watching videos. That I was trying to think of when she was like messing with the people, like taking their limbs off and then reattaching them in weird ways. It said that a guy was, it was a woman, had her limbs broken and set at an unnatural angle so as to resemble a crab. And it said they even tried they did a mutilated sex change operation. A woman whose limbs were removed and odd circular pieces of skin removed to resemble a human caterpillar, and then some had pieces of their faces removed to resemble gargoyles. Seven were suspended from their necks and were badly mutilated. Two of these survivors died shortly after the rescue. But sorry about that, creepy. I mean, this is a pretty brutal story.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, even if half of it's true, it's pretty bad.
There's one little story in here where she chased, I think, one of her slave girls mm-hmm. around the house with a whip.
Yep, that's the little girl. Yeah.
Yeah, she jumped off the roof to get away from her.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. She's a real nice woman. Yeah, it's a very tragic place. And then, like I said, then afterwards, he said that guy got murdered or whatever, and it possibly could have been a demon. I don't think this place is very, it's got a lot of dark energy still lingering. You know what I mean? I don't think mm-hmm. anything's got, I don't think it's gone. Whatever happened and, or however much happened and who did it, it's got something. Cause like I said, when it was turned into a girl school, cause you don't, six to 8 year old girls, they can make that stuff up, but I don't know. I kind of tend, I might be wrong, but I kind of believe them. I really do. I don't know what you guys think, but I mean, there's no reason to not believe them. I mean, you can say all kids make up stuff. Sure they do.
Yeah.
I tend to believe that story of the scratches and mm-hmm. them saying that woman. That kind of, I was like,
gives you the chills, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It's amazing how ornate and beautiful it is. This describes it pretty well, too. You see all the pictures, too, some that we'll post, or if you look at videos and pictures yourself, but the entrance of the building bears iron grill work, and the door is carved with an image of Phobias and his chariot, and with wreaths of flowers and depending garlands in bas relief. Inside, the vestibule is floored in black and white marble, and curved mahogany railed staircases run to the full three stories of the building. The second floor holds three large drawing rooms connected by ornated sliding doors, whose walls are decorated with plaster rosettes, carved woodwork, black marble mantelpieces, and fluted plasters.
Hmm.
And then it talks about all the Nicolas Cage stuff we talked about, how much he bought it for and when he
How much did he buy it for?
$3.45 million.
Okay.
It says to protect the actors. He bought it in 2007. And it says to protect the actor's privacy, the mortgage documents were arranged in such a way that Cage's name did not appear in them. On November 13, 2009, the property, then valued at $3.5 million, not that much more, was listed for auction as a result of foreclosure and purchased by Regions Financial Corporation for $2.3 million. The property last changed hands in 2010 when it was purchased by current owner Michael Whalen for $2.1 million. And its approximate value right now is $2.87 million, and that's 2023. Yeah, it keeps going down.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird? You'd think it'd be more.
Well, maybe it drops a little bit more, and hey, could be in the price range of the Mako Boys, huh? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're saying
had to drop a little bit more.
Nicolas Cage, his downward spiral after buying the house was due to the curse there at the mansion.
Oh, they're blaming on the curse.
I've heard that before,
Nick. He foreclosed on a lot. They do, not all of them, but these athletes and actors and the singer, they go crazy, like, because they it's like a novelty to them. And I get it. I would, if I had that type of money, wouldn't it be cool to own some place that's got a history and a haunting history and whatever, how bad it is. But like he bought like a castle. You know, they buy, and you don't have to have 10 of these places, just one or two, you know, like the rappers and they or these athletes, they want to go out like I don't know if it's Magic John, one of the athletes, he sit there, his dad said, you can only drive one car at a time, you don't need four, you know what I mean, like go out, buy a car, treat yourself, maybe two, you know, but you don't need to buy seven, you know, and he's like, I always remember that. My dad's saying when signing that first contract. So that's what these guys do. They go so crazy overboard on their purchasing, and then they end up losing their you know what. But anyway, that is it. I do like his movies. Here's a story. This guy that said, let me back up here. Talking about like seeing like a apparition of maybe a slave. It says a dock worker came home late one evening and found his way up the stairs blocked by a large black man bound in chains. He screamed at the man in his native tongue to move, and when the apparition did not budge, he used his hands to push the figure out of his way, but his hands passed right through. The spirit dissolved into a cold mist. By sunrise, the mansion was empty once more, as all of its residents fled in the night. That's interesting. Where it looked real enough to, or solid enough to push, and then you go right through them. Like, oh, this is different. So that's kind of...
Where did he go?
Yeah.
There was a lot of... We talk about embellishing more and more stories, and so it's hard to know what's true, but this says from accounts from... This is 1945, so take it with a grain of salt, but, you know, it's... I'm sure the game of telephone can happen, too, in some of these things, but...
Oh, yeah.
Accounts of those enslaved by the La Lauries became even more explicit. Jeannie DeVigne, writing in Ghost Stories of Old New Orleans in 1946, alleged that La Laurie had a sadistic appetite that seemed never appeased until she had inflicted on one or more of her black servitors some hideous form of torture, and claimed that those who responded in 1834, fire had found a male slave stark naked, chained to the wall, their eyes gouged out, their fingernails pulled off by the roots. Ooh. Others had their joints skinned and festering. Great holes in their buttocks where the flesh had been sliced away, their ears hanging by shreds, their lips sewn together. I heard that one a lot, and that was awful. Wow. Intestines were pulled out and knotted around naked waists. There were holes in the skulls, where a rough stick had been inserted to stir the brains. They did not cite any of their sources for their claims and were not supported by primary sources. So that's how sickening it gets. But again, it's, you know, we do want to kind of reiterate that I'm not sure exactly how, you know, it could have been a game of, I hate to say game, but it was just elaborated and made worse and worse over time, you know, so.
Yeah. Like I said, even if just, Half of the stories are true. It's like,
well, they found a horrible scene, obviously.
Pretty brutal.
Being severely mistreated.
That is for sure. That is for sure. I would love to, real quick, I would love to see this place, especially inside. Do we know how big it is, square footage? Did you guys see, like, I was curious, because it looks like a decent size facility, and I never saw the square footage or whatever, but in what is it, three or four story?
I think it's three right now.
Three. It used to be four.
Are they considering that? But like
But I think that's what burned.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of places, or a lot of people on TripAdvisor say it's worth just looking at on the outside, and one says that, you know, it's too bad you can't go inside.
Right.
But it is a pretty house to look at. A lot of those type of reviews gets whatever, I'll say four stars out of five. One says, where was it at here? Oh, I lost my, I am really struggling with my phone tonight. Anyway, they're just, yeah. It says, yeah, nothing you can see from the, you know, from the inside, but definitely worth the stop given the history. And it says some tours told parts of the history. Really interesting to see how the story has evolved over time. So, especially after the American Horror Story. So I guess we watched.
I didn't see it, but Kathy Bates was. It was the her character was based on Madame Lottery.
Okay, so I was wondering if you guys had seen.
And I haven't.
And I knew she was in that. I never knew they had anything to do with this place, because the one we watched, it was the the house in somewhere in California. But anyway, so that's kind of cool. American Horror Story had something kind of tied in with this place.
Yeah, so. I don't think it gives the square footage anywhere, at least not easy to
find.
Because
a lot of times they do. You know, we always talk about how big these places are. And, you know, I was just curious. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just one of those curiosities. So yeah. You guys have any other, like, haunting stories or anything else you want to add about the Lowry house?
If we could go and go inside, I'd love to
Man,
go.
Man, I'm telling you, that'd be awesome. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. That's going to be... Anytime soon. I mean, whether they need to open it up, man, because I don't know. I didn't even look at pictures. I just, you see 1,000 on the outside, but do we have any pictures from the inside? Has anybody ever been able to?
Yeah, well, and some of them were
pictures.
Some of them were more painted, and then Jack Osborne, I think they were let in, and they got you got.
Oh,
to
how
see
did
some
he get let in? What's he?
He was on the Portal to Hell, I think. And then they got the cover.
Who does he know?
Oh yeah, right. Exactly. It's not like he's famous.
So they're inside it, or they're interesting. I've not seen one picture of the interior, so I don't. I'd like to see what it looks like. Is it like completely gutted? Is it empty, or do they kind of make some rooms, or what does it look like? You know, I couldn't even find like even a write up about it. Like, yeah, we don't let anybody into it, but there's you know,
yeah, it was
it's sectioned off.
Season 1, episode 4 of Portal of Hell's Portals to Hell. And I know that's been canceled now, but yeah, it is the head of the big easy. And so you get to see a little bit of it in that episode. So yeah,
probably
that's why it's like
to get an idea of what, you know, because I mean, I'm just wondering what does it look like? Is it, because obviously I would think
it's beautiful.
It doesn't help. I don't know. I just want to know what it looks like.
It's a mystery wrapped in. You wonder what Nicolas Cage, when he bought it, I mean, did he spend much time there? Did he sleep there? Did he?
No, they just buy these things and they don't ever, just to say that he owned this particular place. That's what they do. Okay, I would do that. But my point is.
That's right.
I would do the same thing.
What?
Although I'd
is
be
your
there.
Point?
I'd be, you know. Oh, gosh. Yeah, so, you know,
Here is the elegant makeover for the Haunted French Quarter Mansion. 2013.
Well, I'm out of stories, so. It's got a great. Well, I mean, because anything can be great doesn't mean it's good. So it's got a great history, great. Amount of tragedy and haunting activity. It's beautiful on the outside. Who knows what it looks like on the inside? This was a good story, good topic to talk about. I'm glad you picked that. So
it's very famous and well known.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
Obviously in the paranormal.
Yes.
Quadrants.
Quadrant. Yeah.
In the French quarters.
Were you looking up though, Nate?
Yeah. Yeah. Lost. Connection a little bit, so the pictures aren't coming up.
Okay. Well, we can look at later.
There are, just look up interior pictures or whatever.
Lullery interior.
Yeah.
That's all I did. Can you be more specific? I'm just kidding. Cool. All right. Well, that was fun. I think the creepies are going to enjoy that.
Heck yeah.
Sean?
Yes.
coming off the Lullery mention. I'm going to go with the light side.
Yes, because we have so much dark side that we're going to balance the sucker. It's kind of obvious.
It was set up on the T and I just popped.
It was obvious, right? And this goes on to, did you find some good pictures?
I don't want to look. No
looking.
Yeah, I want to look at that later.
See, I told you it was ornate and beautiful. So I had given Augie a shout out, and that was one of the things that he had sent me this.
There we go.
Exactly. Augie gets another shout out. But he inspired this middle-aged moment. He sent me this song. I'd never heard it before. It's called These Days by Jeremy Camp. And I liked it. The video, it actually starts with this guy and he's dragging a parachute behind him. And it's just very
simple. Is it good? I know you sent that video. I don't like Jeremy Camp.
Oh, no?
I can't stand his voice.
You should listen to it just because. Now listen to these words and then decide whether you like it. But I like.
I don't like his voice. I don't like how he sings. That's the point.
I thought it was a good symbolic video, and I like the words to this. So it was just something.
So if you just read the words, that's fine. Because I can't stand how he sings.
Okay, cool. Well, here we go.
I don't like him, Nate. So I'm not backing down. No.
These days, my heart's always on the run. These days, the world's spinning out of control. These days are fast and they're furious. Feels like the worst is ahead of us. Sometimes it's hard to feel at home, but I feel that you and I are in the right place at the right time. God called us by name, and he doesn't make mistakes. I know we were born to shine bright in a dark world that needed some light. Don't have to be afraid. Maybe we were made for these days. Maybe we were made for these days. What if the beauty isn't crushed? It just needs the hope that's inside of us. What if it's more than a destiny? What if we're part of a masterpiece? Until our Father brings us home, I believe that you and I are in the right place at the right time. God called us by name, and he doesn't make mistakes. I know we were born to shine bright in a dark world that needed some light. Don't have to be afraid. Maybe we were born for these days. To stand when it gets hard. To love with open arms. Oh, I just got chill. It's something to embrace. Maybe we were made for these days. I believe that you and I, are in the right place at the right time. God called us by name, and he doesn't make mistakes. I know you were born to shine bright in a dark world that's needed some light. Don't have to be afraid. Maybe we were made for these days. It also impressed upon me what we do here in this podcast. And that just, you know, even though you can sit there and think, man, what am I doing? Where am I going? I mean, because he and I, like I said, we have these conversations every Tuesday. And a lot of times it's, hey, how you doing? How am I doing? You know, we just talk about kind of what's going on in our lives. But I started off the conversation just kind of venting to him. And I told him, I was just feeling a little lost, even though I'm having a good week. But, and he was like, oh, really? Why? You know, and it was just, and I kind of hashed it out with him. And then we had like a normal talk. But then, you know, he sent me that and I told him, I said, you know, I think that's what I just needed is just a little bit of a kick in the pants and, you know, to get it out and move on. So, but that song really spoke to me. And
I like those words. I just don't want to hear him sing it.
I understand.
but I like that. I mean,
he's dragging a parachute in the beginning of the video. And I thought,
well, I do that all the time.
I feel that. Right.
And no, then I get why. Yeah. The you symbolic know what I mean? Of carrying a heavy load. And
I didn't know him at all. So now I do.
Yeah.
So.
Gosh, I was going to say something coming off of that. I cannot.
So you don't think mind. So now he's probably not going to be a sponsor, right, Jeremy King?
Okay. Nope. I don't think he will.
Yeah. Probably not. No.
Oh, I love Jeremy Camp. Why you got a great voice? He can sing. I just it's something about his voice. Somehow I don't know. Maybe I'll listen to the video or watch whatever. Watch the video, listen to the music, and I'll see. But something about him, I just
okay.
No, that was good though. That was good. Good lyrics.
He's no Paul Stanley.
No, no. No, he's not. There's something I was going to come up with. That. Like what you were just saying, like, okay, this is what it was. So you were saying like, oh, well, you know, I need a kick in the pants or I just need to kind of, I had a good week, but still something, you know, maybe bothering you or whatever.
You're going to say
mine right. is all situational. My depression, and it's all circumstantial, you know, because there's different levels and different types. Because mm-hmm. I don't just wake up. Going, man, I got all the money in the world. I got my wife and kids and this and that. And you know, and go, but my, I'm depressed. Mine always is something that's not going right in my life. Then that, and if I can't fix it or I'm trying to, and it's constantly in my head. Then, because that's how my medical doctor who retired now, I've got a new one, but he was saying that, and well, then to my two counselors ago, they were saying that, yeah, you've got clinical depression. It's because something happens in your life and you can't fix it or you're trying to figure out how to fix it or make it better or and then you get obsessed with it or it just keeps piling on mm-hmm. and then it causes you the depression. So it's not like, yeah, everything's, you know, like it's always it's a situation or it's a circumstance. Right. And right now I've got two of them. And so, it's constantly just beats me, and so then I'm depressed about it, you know, until I can solve that or fix it.
Yeah.
And until I can, but anyway, I was just I don't know what something about you reading the lyrics and what you're talking about, Augie. That's I don't know. I should have said that maybe when we're doing the first announcements. That's my that's why I struggle. I have circumstantial depression.
Mm-hmm. No, I get
because we're like other people that. There's nothing at that specific time that's they're stressing about. It's not a family member or kids are fine.
Feel this heavy.
Spouse is fine or they're not lonely. They've got money.
Biochemical.
It's just a chemical amount. Yeah. They're mm-hmm. like, I have no, everything's, there's no, nothing that's, you know, I can pinpoint. Well, I can. There's, you yeah. know what I'm saying? There's always something that I'm like, yep, that's not quite right. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, so anyway, I just thought I'd mention that because yeah. I meant to say it earlier and then mm-hmm. you just, trigger that. So thanks for triggering me.
No problem. In a good way, right?
No, thank you, Sean, for that. That was excellent, excellent. Second announcement.
Yes, I have those here too. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, and coming soon, Rumble. And you can email us at our email address. Oh my God, I didn't have to say it. makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Please spread the word about our podcast. We sell all kinds of awesome looking merch, so go get you some. If you'd like to sponsor our podcast, whether you're an individual or business, we offer multiple levels. Just email us or message us on Facebook and Instagram.
We got our 70th, 69th and 70th rating.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Last week, Nick from Mosaic Minds podcast, mm-hmm. They're pretty new. He was the last one. It was very nice. So go check their Mosaic Minds out. Yeah. Rumble, we got to get that going.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned that to you about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, and that's funny because I had done that video.
No, I'm completely picking just teasing.
And I think there's still nothing has happened to it. So I got to figure out exactly how Rumble works.
No, I totally all, the way all I said was like, hey, maybe we ought to start thinking about doing it.
I thought about it.
It's no big deal.
Like, yeah.
It really, you're like,
we'll get,
yeah, that sounds we'll like a good idea.
It. It's coming soon.
We don't know how to do it.
Until a Rumble professional comes along.
I don't even have a Rumble account.
Yeah, there you go.
So
yeah, rumble on, baby. No, got to ramble on.
I was just teasing.
Rumble on.
I haven't even seen what the app looks like, so I don't even. I have no clue. Have you, Nate? Have you checked Rumble out?
I've never messed with it. I've heard rumblings that we have one.
My stomach rumbles. I used to watch the Royal Rumble
every full right exactly every full episode we mentioned it.
Oh yeah, maybe we'll do a Rumble here and there. I think we were gonna do like what the Tuesday Terror type videos because you said it's just videos.
Yep,
it's not like you can do like a still picture or
this
post.
Day in creepy history is what we should do. Right?
Yeah right. Oh gosh. Well, thanks, Sean,
Mr. Crawley.
Mr. Crawley. Nate.
Mm-hmm.
You're odd, buddy. It's
I'm not listening
turn.
Anymore. La 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 re. That's a wrap.
Oh, look at. Do you see how he pushed the mic away? Like,
Well, I had to sit up.
He's out.
He's peacocking. Although I was kind of peacocking with my joke. Remember, shenan once. You're going to shenan again. That was pretty good, Nate. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. That's a wrap. And we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to episode 165 and our spooky discussion on the Lowellery Mansion. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.